Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 171 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Today, we have a question from Barney. It's a great question about SEO, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, the best way to keep track of your accounting and your expenses. If you have any clients or any people that you're doing consulting with, it's the best way to do invoicing. So you can spend more time doing what you need to do as a business owner and less time worrying about all this other fancy little financial stuff. You let the software do its job for you. And then, of course, during tax season, it just makes it so much easier. So if you want to get a free trial of FreshBooks, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Barney.
Hi, Pat. My name is Barney and I'm from the UK. I've been only listening to your podcast recently after seeing the success of a friend. He's living on a 9-month holiday and he's got another 9 months planned. So he's certainly doing well off some of the stuff that you've shown him. But what I really want to discuss is SEO tactics. A lot of the tactics that I've heard through the podcast, old and new, are already dated. Being only a couple of weeks old, some of them are even no longer suitable due to recent algorithm updates. So I'm wondering what you... What strategies you're currently employing, what you recommend, and how we can kind of dominate the SEO field at the moment.
Barney, thank you so much for the question and also for letting me know how well your friend is doing. That vacation sounds awesome, and you know, I wish I was there with them. But I'm here at home, loving life with the family, and I can't ask for anything more. So let's answer your question. SEO, yes, it is always changing, forever changing. Like you said, even stuff that's been posted 2 weeks ago, even like it doesn't matter when people listen to this. If they listen to this in like a year from now, it will still be the same. If you just learn some SEO strategies, chances are a lot of it is going to be changed or different in just a couple weeks' time. But there are some timeless things you can do to increase your chances of being found in the search engines. And really all what it comes down to is being the top resource for those terms that people are searching for. And there's a number of ways to sort of prove yourself as a resource for a particular topic. So for me, I've listed, you know, 7 things here. There might be other things that come out of this, but you know, I've outlined 7 things that I want to talk about really quickly for you, for everybody else out there worried about SEO and timeless SEO strategies specifically. First thing, and we all know this, we've beaten this like crazy, but it is very important because it's the basis of everything. High quality content, high valuable, unique quality content is what you need in order to stand out. That's how you prove not only to the search engines, but more importantly to the human beings that are visiting your webpage that you are the place to go when people need information about that particular topic they're looking at. And high quality content relates to everything else we're about to talk about here, including number 2, which is, you know, decreasing your bounce rate. Bounce rate is very important, and it's just one of the many things in the algorithm, but it makes sense. It makes complete sense. The higher the bounce rate, the more likely Google is to find out or to understand that when people arrive on that page, it might not be related to why people are going there. So if people find you for a certain search term and they go to your site and they land on that page and then it's not really something that is valuable, they're going to leave right away. And that's why Google looks at bounce rate. So whatever you can do to lower bounce rate, that means making sure people stay on that page for longer than 30 seconds, but also having people click elsewhere, whether it's in your article or around the sidebar or whatever. A lot has, you know, we could talk for an hour about bounce rate specifically and what you could do to decrease that bounce rate. But things like first impression or making sure the keywords that people are finding you for match the content, and it is obvious that that's the case right in the beginning. So you could actually do a few things right now to improve a lot of your articles out there. Go to Google Analytics and find your top trafficked articles, and then find out what keywords are being searched for to find that those articles on Google, and then make sure that that it's just completely obvious that you are there to provide value for that specific keyword, which people are going to find you there for or from. So bounce rate is number two. Number three, shareability. Sharing helps in all aspects as well. Again, this is one of those high top tier things you should be focused on, is shareability of your content. And again, like I said, high quality content matters for that as well. Bounce rate matters for that as well, because people aren't going to share it if they leave. So shareability, a lot of things go along with that, is one, just making it easy to share, not just because it's great content, because you're making it physically easy on a page to share. There are buttons and it's clear, and you're actually providing calls to actions to share. Those social sharing numbers do matter in terms of SEO, you know, as well. A great headline matters as well. When people, you know, when people share your stuff, typically it's the headline that gets seen first besides the visuals. And the more people click on those headlines to go to your page, the more people come, the more traffic you have, and the more people who come as a result of that are going to share it as well. And it just becomes this awesome cycle. And then, of course, the visuals that go along with your page as well. Now, yes, having it, you know, one little nice SEO thing you could do, sort of 3.3, would be to have your images be tagged correctly in terms of metadata and the file name. Those are all small little things that can help. You know, and obviously you want to just give yourself the best chance to search or to rank really high for those search terms. So you should be doing that. And the descriptions and, you know, the alt image tag for your images should be related and to those keywords as well that you're targeting. Those all will help. But in terms of shareability, visuals, nice clickable images that people can see on those social streams. You know, when they click share on Facebook or Twitter, are those images enticing and make people click through so then they can find your article, read, increase that, or excuse me, decrease that bounce rate, increase the amount of people who are there to share it, and so on and so forth. So high quality content, low bounce rate, shareability in terms of easy to share headline and images or visuals. Number four, email list. This is actually something that a lot of people don't talk about in terms of SEO. But again, like shareability, your email list can help drive traffic, which then increases the sharing on your site. Plus, people who are on your email list are likely to be those who are already interested in you and what you have to share. They've sort of given you permission to have you talk to them and send them information. And when you send them something good, again, number one, high quality content. When you send them something good, they're going to go to your page. They're going to decrease your bounce rate because those people specifically are going to help increase the amount of time that people spend on that page. And then more than likely, those people are going to share it, which then increases your email list and so on and so forth. Now, number five, external content platforms with content that's related to the content on that post. So for example, YouTube. If you have a YouTube video related to that post that you want to rank really high for a certain keyword, create a YouTube video and make sure that the title and then the description and, you know, the content in that video relates to that stuff on that webpage too. Again, this will help decrease your bounce rate. It'll also add to the quality of the content on that page. It'll add to the shareability. And, you know, Google owns YouTube, so there's some crossover there as well. And it sort of just proves even more authority for that particular topic. There's other sites like SlideShare that will also kind of have the same effect as well. A lot of people have been having great success with SlideShare and then embedding that SlideShare into one's post as well. Number six, getting relevant content around your site linked to in that article. So in a very Wikipedia type style, anytime you write a piece of content, if there's relevant content that you've already written about, that's in your archives related to that, find a way to naturally link to it. You know, I do this a lot in posts. I sort of have, you know, little burp there. I don't know if I have this ability or whatever, but I mean, I think just as you continue to write content, you know, I have 700 posts on SPI, on Smart Passive Income. And it's, you know, for some reason, it's just probably because I was the one writing them and I'm so into my content. And, you know, this is probably just the case for everybody. You sort of know what posts you've written about that new topic that you're writing about. So go ahead and try to naturally, you know, link to those posts. It might be as easy as saying, hey, I've written about keyword before, and then you link to your older articles, but today I'm going to talk about it in a different light, or today I'm going to add value to the post that I've written here, here, and here. So you could do that, and that, like Wikipedia and why Wikipedia ranks so high, again, it just proves authority and relevance to that particular topic. And then lastly, number seven, is getting relevant blogs or other articles around the web or other leaders in the space to link to you for that article as well. And again, that goes along with everything. The high quality content. For example, I have my podcasting tutorial at podcastingtutorial.com, which is what I feel some of the top quality content out there in terms of helping people understand what it takes to start a podcast. A lot of people who have podcasts and who have, a lot of people who have podcasts are just like, hey, you have the best, I forget who it was. I think Michael Hyatt even said that. Michael Hyatt from michaelhyatt.com. He was like, hey, Pat, thanks for creating this tutorial so I didn't have to. And he links to my podcasting tutorial now. I believe that was Michael Hyatt, but if it wasn't, I apologize. But, you know, creating content so good that other people in the space who talk about or who have those same things will link back to you. And that just just does an incredible job of increasing my authority and my search engine rankings for that particular topic. So go ahead and look up podcasting tutorial in Google, and people go to that podcasting tutorial as well. And of course, you know, they're, you know, number eight, I guess you could say. I know there were seven, but here's a bonus one. Just making sure you have your basic SEO things done, like keyword in the title, keyword in the meta description. And, you know, the title makes it so that the keyword, you know, that blue link in the search engine results pages that has the keyword in it, but also the description underneath that, the meta description. Those are all important as well. You know, those are the basics. And I think if you cover all those things, which, you know, it's just not that hard. I mean, it's hard to remember all those things, but I think if you write naturally and you want to do your best to provide value, that it just naturally happens that way. I mean, I don't pay too much attention to SEO. I just do what would be best for my audience. And that always seems to help those articles rank quite high in the search engines. And really, that's all what it comes down to. So Barney, I hope that answers your question. I can't wait to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way over across the pond to your place. And an assistant of mine will be emailing you very soon about that. AskPat.com for those of you who would love to send in a question and potentially get featured here on the show as well. And of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About It section, you can get the piece of software that millions of other small business owners are using to save time with headaches and frustration with accounting, stuff coming in, stuff going out, you know, invoicing, all that stuff. And plus they have, it's on the cloud, so you can use it on any sort of mobile device, and it just makes it incredibly easy during tax time. So get your free trial right now by going to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About It section. Thank you again for taking time to listen to the show. I appreciate you all so much. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote is by Doug Warner. And he says, in the world of internet customer service, it's important to remember your competitor is only one mouse click away. Love it. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.